Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Welcome back to Rochester. We're here at the Team Hotel, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And obviously, one of the big stories today is going to be, how does Justin Gilbert bounce back from what was a very rough day yesterday? And Tremont Williams, a veteran who's been around the league, he's had his ups and downs as well, spoke with the media after practice yesterday and had to talk, obviously, a little bit about Justin Gilbert.
Carrying the flag for the team there on those one-on-one drills, too. It looked like there weren't a lot of balls hitting the ground, at least early on in the one-on-ones.
No, just going out there and competing, man. Anytime you get a chance to go against a different team, should light a little fire under you. So I just was ready to compete and came out and try to get better.
Tremont, you had a few breakups even in the team periods. How good of work was it for you, and how do you think today went for you in general?
I thought it went well. I thought we'd done some good things. Obviously, I thought we had too many balls over our head, but at the same time, I thought we'd done some good things and got some good work in.
Everyone we talk to talks about your kind of graduate level details. Everyone's so blown away by how much you understand the game. Is it just because you've been in the game that long, or is it something that you've done to kind of gain that kind of knowledge?
You know, when I first came into the league, I just had the opportunity to learn from some great players. Obviously, Charles Woodson, Al Harris, Nick Collins. I had the opportunity to just kind of pick those guys' brains coming into the league and know what it is to be a pro. So, you know, hopefully I can come and do the same thing here.
Tremont, you're new to this team, but for over a year, Gilbert's been kind of a lightning rod in town. What's your take on how he's doing? And look like he had a tough day today even.
Well, it's just another opportunity for him. You know, at this position, you always want to get as many reps as you can, and it's good for him to go through some of those trials right now. He'll be better, trust me, no doubt about it. So he'll be good.
Did you ever struggle early on in your career, or have you seen other cornerbacks, especially top-ranked cornerbacks like that, struggle early on in their career and then get it turned around?
No doubt about it. It's just about coming in and believing and competing. And like you said, pay attention to details. Once you can do that, you'll find yourself doing some good things. I mean, in his case, some of the things that I see, he's in good position a lot of the times. He just got to figure out what it is, and he'll be better.
Do you see his confidence taking a hit at all?
He comes out and competes every day, so, you know, you never know. But in this game, you know, things are going to happen. You know, you got to find a way to keep that confidence up.
That was Tremont Williams talking about some of the experiences he had as a young corner. Matt, what do you want to see today from Justin Gilbert, just attitude-wise, et cetera? What do you want to see?
I want to see someone that's hungry to get better. And I think, you know, the way he carries himself, the swagger, the kind of the aura that he puts off is of someone yearning to get better, who was humbled by, you know, yesterday morning's practice, and that is striving to get better. And it's going to be very difficult to evaluate that. I know we as analysts and those writers out there that are at practice every day, you know, you can see some things to the naked eye, but as I continually mention, but with O'Neal and Pettine, I don't ultimately understand the concepts of what they're being coached to do. So that's why Pettine always refers back to what he sees on film. So you will be able to determine what type of day he has, but ultimately then hear tomorrow from Coach Pettine to understand if it was really as good as it looked or as bad as it really was.
Listen, I hope tomorrow when we go on air back in Berea again after the second practice, we talk about a rise in the intensity, a good day for Justin Gilbert, a good day running the football, and a good day stopping the run. That's what
yes,
I hope are the themes that come out of here tonight. We got to thank Jason Gibbs. We got to thank Dino Davey.
Partially thank Jason Gibbs
for the time that he was here.
Yeah,
for the time
for
that he wasn't.
Today.
We don't thank him for that.
Thanks for some
thank
of your
you
time.
Very little for that time. We got to thank Kevin Jones and of course Ibrahim Campbell, who
Doug
was
Deacon.
With us. Doug Deacon, Scott Petrek. It was a loaded show
today
here from the Team Hotel. Everybody have
thanks
a good rest
Dino.
Of your day, and we'll bring you updates on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app on the Browns practice there at St. John Fisher. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. For Matt Wilhelm, I am Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.